Yeah, I'd have to echo that, Wally, on the little, I think we call it the bullet antenna. It's got a wide range there, but it does terrible on VHF. I couldn't even get out on it. And that's the one that the ICOM in my mobile in the car, the ICOM is on. And one time I was trying to get a hold of the kid that on our side, I think his name is Ben. He couldn't hear me at all. I forgot that the other antenna on the Kinect systems, I could have just gone to VHF over there and I would have been able to grab them. So it is kind of nice to have backup and options.
Yeah, well, the next time you get a few extra dollars and you want to spend on ham radio stuff, or the next time you want to spend a few extra dollars on ham radio stuff, let's word that politically correctly, get yourself a VNA, the cheapy ones. I think they're under $100, and watch some YouTube videos. Absolutely, it does a lot of things, but I pretty much just use it for SWR. And it's freaking amazing. I mean, you can move things up and down and around, and you can actually move antennas to different locations and watch the SWR change. I mean, insignificantly, but nonetheless, it does change.